With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect for breakfast. Like, buy a sausage burrito and add a sausage McMuffin for a dollar. Get more than you expect with new McValue at McDonald's.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
This is John Batchelor. Conversation with the author, Michel Paradis. His book, The Light of Battle, is the story of Eisenhower from 43 to 44, up to and including the invasion, June 6, 1944. In this part, Michel describes Eisenhower arriving back in Britain after a 10-day holiday at Christmas time, 43. And he and his aide are met by Kay Summersby, his driver. And Kay maneuvers London spectacularly. And in it, Michel very carefully characterizes the relationship between Eisenhower and Kay Summersby. Michel Paradis, The Light of Battle. More of this later.
Yeah, it's a wonderful moment. So Eisenhower, as you mentioned, returns after a sojourn briefly in the United States, where he's, you know, just bombarded, and then has to take what it turns out to be a well over a 24-hour journey back to the United Kingdom. But because of the notorious English fog, or smog, really, being even worse than it normally is, he ends up having to land in Scotland and take a train all through the night, which doesn't get him into London until about 12 o'clock in the morning. And there waiting for him is Kay Summersby, as you mentioned, his driver since he arrived in 1942, and probably one of the closest people to him in the war. I would actually say, you know, I mean, there's a lot of speculation, and there's a lot of, frankly, prurient interest, not the least from people like FDR, in the sort of romantic character of the relationship. And there's been all sorts of, you know, writing and speculation primarily about that ever since. But I found their relationship profound, primarily, you know, irrespective of whether or not it had a romantic dimension. But she is just the closest person to him, because she's really the only person he can really trust, in what is otherwise a jar full of scorpions. Even the people who are his closest allies, including people like Harry Butcher, right? As soon as it looks like he's about to be shipped back to the United States, Harry Butcher starts looking for a new job while assuring Eisenhower to his face, "Oh, for sure, I'm going to stay with you, boss. Don't worry about it." But they arrive in, you know, a complete, dense, you know, impenetrable fog in the middle of January. And this is during, you know, the blackout. So there are no streetlights, and you can't see, you know, more than 5 feet in front of you. And Kay greets them. And, you know, when people call her his driver, right, that seems to it sounds in some ways trivial, but how she got that job was she ran ambulances during the Blitz. She drove ambulances, which required a, you know, sophisticated geographical memory of the winding streets of London, and the ability to drive them both quickly and in the dark. And so in this dense fog, in this pitch black, absent fog, Kay greets them warmly, welcomes him to London, and drives them both to the office and then ultimately to the manor house. Just in the dark, as if blindfolded, right? No one can see anything outside of this car, and everyone is just completely quiet, white knuckling it, in fear that at any moment some lorry might come barreling down the street and just kill them all. But she does it. She pulls it off, and she does it with, you know, a kind of an ease and a charm and a grace that, you know, with so much on his mind, with so many worries, and, you know, and that's sort of one of the striking things to me about that I uncovered in the course of researching the book. Just so many things that we don't even think about now were weighing on him at all times. And she was just this easy personality who could make him feel comfortable, make him literally feel safe, even when driving in pitch black.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports. The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
My name is Desiree, and I'm a first-generation college student.
I'm Zach. I'm undecided in my major, and I'm a catcher.
This message was sent to you.
500 bucks down the toilet along with your performance. You are worthless.
Get the hell off the field before you lose me any more money you saw in my...
This is wrong.
I'm more than a bet.
Stop harassing college athletes over a bet. Learn more at morethanabet.org.